Hi everyone, welcome to my very first English episode here on my podcast named Action Passion by Maxine Noël. So yeah, this is my really first English episode officially. I had one episode that I posted yesterday that is up now, but it's in French, and I decided that I wanted to have to use actually both languages here on my podcast. So here we go. My name is Maxine Noël. I'm 24 years old and I'm a kinesiologist. I graduated 2 years ago now, and I'm also a Taekwondo athlete. I've been practicing Taekwondo since the age of 7, so it's already been 17 years now that I'm practicing Taekwondo. That's just crazy. And I've also competed at international level for now 10 years. So with my sport, I was able to travel the world, go compete in really big tournaments like World Championships and World Cups. I went to 6 World Championships so far and 2 World Cups. So I traveled to Ireland, Hungary, Spain, Italy, New Zealand, Germany, Jamaica, and a bunch of other countries. So I was really, really lucky to have the chance to do that. And that's all a part of me. That's my side life, I would say it like that, because like I said, I started Taekwondo when I was really young. So at a young age, I had to have a certain discipline if I wanted to get results, if I wanted to perform at tournaments. I competed to my first international tournament when I was 14, and from there I didn't win anything, but I really, really, really enjoyed my experience competing at this level. So after that, I made the choice to just work hard and just do whatever I need to do to be the best. So from there, like I said, I competed at 5 other world championships. So every 3 years the world championship would happen, and you had to get selected on the team, and then you could participate to the world championship. So that's what I did. I got selected every year to compete, and each year I had different result. I was able to get a really good result, but at the same time, even I was working hard, even I was training a lot and getting in really good physical condition, I had to work on my psychological part, meaning I had to work on my mental preparation a lot. That was such a big part, because we all know as athletes, you can be the strongest, you can be the fastest, but if your mind's not there, if you cannot like tame your mind in a way, you cannot work with it, well, you won't achieve what you want to achieve. So that's what I understood at a young age. I had this thing, I would say that now is my like biggest gift, but in the past when I was younger, I thought that was like such a problem, because I'm a really sensitive, emotional person. So what I mean by that is that I really need to express my emotion, how I feel with words, and just let go through my emotions if I want to be able to just function right. And when I was like maybe 10 or 12 years old, I realized that I wasn't able to just like show my emotion for real. What I mean by that is that when I was younger, my parents, the people around me used to tell me that I cannot show my emotion while I'm training or while I'm competing, because otherwise the other person will think that either I'm in pain, either they have like the control over me, they will think they're better than me. So that would be a tactic to not show anything. Like that was a tactic, don't show how you feel, don't show any emotion while you train, while you practice Taekwondo. And in my mind, that meant that I really needed to just hide my emotions, not like show it to anybody, and not like show that I'm mad, show that I'm sad or anything. And that's the way I looked at it, and that's the way I was trying to work with. Thing is, that wasn't as easy as I thought. Meaning when I was practicing, when I was at Taekwondo, doing a training, and each time I would feel like someone will criticize me, or I wasn't able to do a move right, at this moment I would feel like, I would say something went out to my throat, like my throat would be really, really painful and sensitive, And it meant that I would almost about to cry. And when I would feel that at this moment, I knew that I would have like this mental fight, meaning there will be like this voice in my head telling me that you're gonna show your emotion, don't cry, come on, you cannot cry in front of someone, okay? Why would you do that? Okay, that's not good to do. You cannot show how you feel right now, try to hide it. And as much as I would tell like mean stuff to myself, obviously that would make me cry. Like my eyes would get watery really fast, and I would start crying, and I would be so mad at myself for crying. Like I would feel so guilty for like not being able to control myself, because for me, controlling my emotion meant hiding it, like not showing it, pushing it down as much as possible so nobody can see it. But the thing is, by trying to hide it, it was just like too much emotion, and it would just show as tears. So every training, I'm really not lying, I would cry most of the time. Like most of the time I would cry every training. And at this point, we just worked on the deal with my coach. I would be like, even if I cry, just like keep going, just keep talking to me, keep telling me your advice, just do like you're saying nothing, and we'll do it this way. That's the way we adapt this situation. But the thing is, this will affect also other areas in my life, either with my parents, at school, at work. So each time I will receive like a critique or something like that would make me mad, I will feel this pain in my throat, and right away I would know that I would need to cry. So I would find a way to either go somewhere else or just like say something and then move, not be in front of the person or change subject, because I would not be able to handle all this emotion coming up. And yeah, I would feel so guilty, so bad about myself. That all stopped in a way when I was 18 years old, I went to see a psychologist, a sports psychologist exactly, and he told me something that just changed my life. He just told me that was okay to cry. And I've never realized that it was okay for me to cry, that was a thing. Like, I had the right to cry. And that, like, just seems so stupid said like that. But at this point in my life, the only thing I knew was I had to hide my emotion. I could not, like, share it with the world, or I could not express it, because it was a bad thing. For me, that was something bad. And at this moment, he made me realize that it was okay to cry. It was actually normal. When you're mad, when you're sad, that you want to cry, that's the way you like kind of release all this emotion, you release all this anger by crying. So the exercise he gave me to go through that was to, as soon as I feel that I need to cry, like as soon as my throat start hurting, I have to challenge myself to cry, like telling myself in my head, like, let's go, just cry, go ahead, show everybody you can cry. And by challenging myself, it just gave me the permission to do so, like giving me the permission to cry. And by doing that, I don't know why, but I would not feel the need to cry anymore. That's just crazy. But it worked for me. It just really worked. So when I came back to my trainings, I will test this little exercise. So I remember I was fighting with another guy at Taekwondo, and I don't know, I think I was losing maybe, or I felt he kicked me or whatever. And I remember telling myself, okay, just cry, just, you know, you can do it. You can cry if you want, just go ahead. And that was so crazy, because I didn't want to cry. I just didn't cry the whole time. And I was like, oh my God, like I found the solution. Like I found what I had needed to do. And exactly what I need to do is to accept the fact that I can go through my emotions. And also tell me, the psychologist also told me that, you know, emotion has to be lived, and then you can let them go afterward. So that's what I did. After that, every time that I would feel a certain emotion, I would obviously try to understand what I'm feeling like that. I will feel it, like fully leave it, And then after, I would just let it go. Like, it's fine. I understand what I felt like that. Now I can change it up and just go through my life normally again. So that was like a whole revelation for me just to know that I am a human being and I have emotion. And for me, I really, really need to express it. That's so important for me. So yeah, that was like the big realization, my aha moment, I would say, in my life. And that just changed everything, my perception of life. And at this point, I just started to be really, really, really interested in self-development, self-improvement, just learn more about myself, who I am, what I need to do, how can I express myself better. Because at this point, since I didn't want to express myself with words, I was really, really bad at like letting people know how I feel. I couldn't find the right words, and I'm still working on that. Like, my boyfriend could tell you, obviously, but that's just something I have to work on, I think, as long as I live. Because that's really hard for me. I cannot like find the good words all the time. And I think I'm not the only one in this situation. And specifically because like English isn't my first language. So sometimes I really look for my words and I want to express specifically how I feel, but sometimes I don't find the right stuff to say. But hey, that's life. But yeah, so I got really interested into self-development and sports psychology also, because at this point I was still competing a lot, and I wanted to like improve myself in this area, like mental preparation. And I knew that if I could integrate this part in my preparation for a tournament, I would just be better. I would just like, it would make the difference in my game. So that's what I did. Especially like almost a year ago, I would say maybe, yeah, a year ago now, I implement more self-improvement routines, I would say, like that, like exercises, like meditation, visualization, affirmations, and all that good stuff that I thought would help me when I competed. So for visualization, that would be big subject I want to talk about in maybe another episode, like deeply talk about, because that made the whole difference in my preparation. For real, guys, I was able to feel the way I wanted to feel when I competed. I was able to see myself on the mat and compete and do my patterns and spar and do the kicks and feel the kicks and all the good stuff like that. So that was a really big part in my preparation, for sure. Meditation, I was able to just reconnect with the now, reconnect with my breathing, being able to just resource myself and be more in the present moment, be better with my breathing as well, and lower my stress, lower my anxiety. I don't have anxiety or anything, but when I talk about anxiety, it's mostly related to Taekwondo, when I will be competing. Lower the pressure that I would feel. And yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that I incorporated into my routine that really helped and give me really good result at the end, because the last tournament that I competed to, I won silver medal in patterns and a bronze medal also in sparring. So those are two really big categories, and I'm so proud that I was able to just listen to myself, know what I needed to do, and just go with it, you know, listen to the thing that I really needed to do, and yeah, just do it. And I did it, and I'm so proud of me. I know I didn't achieve the first place, but it's coming, guys. So that was like my first I would say test by doing what I did. So incorporating like new stuff to my routine, and I saw that it worked. It gave me really good results, so I'm gonna keep doing it. So yeah, that's like mostly my story about my life so far. And why I decided to start this platform, start this podcast, is to share that type of stuff with you, share a bit more about all my strategies, what I'm doing to be a better person, obviously, and help you guys to go through big obstacles. Like me, I went through a really big change when I realized that I can share my emotion, that I can express them in a better way and go and feel them all the way through. And I want to work with people who maybe have this blockage. I don't know if I can say that in English, but yeah, who are that feel blocked, that are not able to express themselves well. So that's something I want to do for sure, one of my service. And also, obviously, if you're an athlete, since I have all this background in the sport, I can for sure help athletes to get better in their mental preparation. And you know by now, that's such a big part of your preparation, such a big part to get where you want to go in your sport. So I can help with that. And yeah, I want to just share with you guys tricks and maybe some information about all those subjects, which are like self-development, mental preparation, sport psychology, all that good stuff. And also, I am now more active on my social medias. I am on Instagram under Maxine Noel Coach. And I also have a Facebook group that I call that I name also Action Passion avec Maxine Noël. So if you want to join the community, just go on Facebook and search Action Passion avec Maxine Noël, and I will add you, because it's a private group, not private but closed group. So anybody that wants to get in the group just have to like request for it, and I will add you for sure if you're interested. And this is a place where I want to build a great community where we can all share our thoughts, opinions, and tricks for life obstacles, life stuff that's going for us. So yeah, that will be a really awesome place. So yeah, that's it, guys. That's mostly everything I wanted to share today with you. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you had a good time. And can't wait to have you on another episode with me over here on my fabulous podcast. So have a great day, and I can't wait to see you soon. Bye.